Good morning. Today's scripture reading will be from Job, the book of Job, chapter 1, verses 13 through 22. So that's Job chapter 1, 13 to 22. Now there was a day when his sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house. And there came a messenger to Job and said, "The oxen were plowing and the donkeys feeding beside them. And the Sabians fell upon them and took them and struck down the servants with the edge of the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell you." While he was yet speaking, there came another and said, "The fire of God fell from heaven and burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them, and I alone have escaped to tell you." While he was yet speaking, there came another and said, "The Chaldeans formed three groups and made a raid on the camels and took them and struck down the servants with the edge of the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell you." While he was yet speaking, there came another and said, "Your sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house. And behold, a great wind came across the wilderness and struck the four corners of the house, and it fell upon the young people. And they are dead, and I alone have escaped to tell you." Then Job arose and tore his robe and shaved his head and fell on the ground and worshipped. And he said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." In all this, Job did not sin or charge God with wrong. Let us have a word of prayer. Father in heaven, dear Lord, we first and foremost praise you, Lord, just to be here, to be able to learn more about you. And Father, all of us here, we go through a lot of trouble, a lot of difficulties on a day-to-day basis, whether it's here or in the Middle East. Sometimes we won't understand as to why. Why the violence? Why all of these things that are happening? But we do know one thing, that as long as we put our heart, soul, and mind in your hands, and that we full-heartedly trust you, that all things will work together for good. And that is very comforting to hear, because sometimes we don't have any choice but just to look up to you. In your wonderful and best name I pray. Amen.
While preparing for this morning's message, and even sitting here this morning, I looked back into my own life to see if I could remember any of my castles or our castles as a family crush. And the two things came in my mind. First, in Greece, I was a little boy. Right after the war, my dad had built a nice small little house, and we were very happy to have it, and my mom decorated it the best she could. And then we went next door to grandmother's home to spend a few minutes with her. And then it started raining. It had been raining all day, but it started raining even harder. About an hour or two later, I believe, someone came and said, "Come out." And when we opened the door, we saw our house that my dad had built just traveling like a boat. There was a big flood. Our house was in a valley, and my dad and my mom looked at that house and said, "God is taking it away." Crushing dreams. The second thing that happened to me was with my wife. Many years ago, we had built our business, and we had just moved in there, and I went home, and then someone called and said, "Your house, your building is on fire." So I came, and I saw the building on Park Avenue here just burning. And I stood across the street, and I didn't realize that our pastor then, Pastor Paul Stevens, was next to me, and he said, "I'm sorry, Joseph." And I said the same things that my mom had said and my dad, "God is taking it away." So, do we have any memories of the crushes we had? Yes. I believe every one of us, every one of you, has something that has crushed, or someone around you that has crushed, some dreams that have disappeared. And this morning we'll look at another example in the Old Testament, long time ago. Now my question this morning is, who would not want to be as happy and prosperous, successful, with a large family as Job? Anyone here wouldn't like to have all that Job had? As a matter of fact, people would spend a lifetime to come even close to what Job had and was. Job was a good and prosperous man. He had a great family, 7 sons and 3 daughters. 7 sons was a good number, a number of perfection. Job was healthy and wealthy. Now, who would not want to be like Job? But one day, Job's world around him crushed. Enemies stole all his oxen and killed those caring for them. His sheep and shepherds were killed by lightning. The Chaldeans stole his camels and killed their keepers. His sons and daughters died in a storm. He was left with nothing. All his castles had tumbled. That is, all except his faith. His faith was unshaken. In verse 20 we read, Job got up and tore his robe and shaved his head and worshiped God. Please tell me, would we do the same thing? If all your castles tumbled, all your the world around you crushed, everyone has left you, you are alone, rejected, what would you first, the first thing you do would be what? He said, he prayed to God. Even though everything around him had disappeared, his faith was still unshaken. He said, "The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised." I quoted this verse many times in my life. As I said, I quoted it when our building was burned down completely. How could Job do this? This wasn't logical or natural. Well, let's look at some of the reasons why Job could do this. First, Job saw the Lord as the source of life. The Lord gave. The problem today is that we have become so self-centered, so selfish, so I can do it. And yet we don't realize that every good thing, everything that we have has come from God. Yes, of course that is if you believe in God. If you accept the fact that there is a builder. If you accept the fact that there is a creator. If you accept the fact that there is someone that adjusts the thermostat that you won't burn or freeze to death. If you believe that the creator, although unseen, he is right here. If you believe all this, then you will be able to deal with any circumstance. The problem today is that many people have doubts, and you can blame the society, you can blame the church, you can blame religion, you can blame anyone and anything except God It's not God's fault. God has not moved away. We have moved away from God. You have those voices shouting from a hole. There is no God. And yet you look away from the hole, the dark hole around you, and you see God everywhere. You see God everywhere. All life comes from God. Job knew and appreciated the time he had spent with his children was a gift from God to him and the children. This reminds me of another event in my life as a child. One day, there was a Greek family in the church. She had many children, and her daughter was just married. They were traveling in the car when the car had a terrible accident, and all seven of them died. So when they came to her, she said the same thing. I enjoyed them this far. Now they are with God. All the good times, all the fun times, all the family together times were appreciated by Job. He said, the Lord has blessed me. In James 1:17 we read, every good and perfect gift is from above. God is the great giver. His greatest gift was his son. Number two, first was Job saw the Lord as the source of life. The second thing Job saw was the Lord as a sovereign sovereign Lord of everything. Job saw the Lord as sovereign over the length of life. And he said, the Lord has taken away. Two surprising things about life. Its shortness when death seems near. Its shortness, actually, when you are my age and you are traveling and you see the sunset. You say, how quick life went. The shortness of life when you are approaching the end. And then its length when the future seems sure. And when everything seems to be fine, you are healthy and you are young and everything is working well, you say, oh, I've got a lot of time. I've got plenty of time to look to God. I've got plenty of time to do this. I have plenty of time to change. I have plenty of time to confess my sins to God. And that is until your life is cut off like a ribbon. Daniel 5:23 says, our breath is in God's hand. Job understood that life is short at its longest. Childhood seems just like yesterday to us. It's important to be right with God in all circumstances. Although Job did not understand what was happening and why his faith made him strong. It's interesting, I would like to mention that in Armenian, the name, his name is Hope. And it goes so well, Hope. He had hope. His hope was the Lord. So when you read the Armenian Bible, you come to Hope. And that's where you see his story. First was Job saw the Lord as the source of life. Second, Job saw the Lord as sovereign over the length of life. Third, Job saw the Lord as the same no matter what. He said, may the name of the Lord be praised. It is easy to bless the name of the Lord when things are going well. Actually, I've seen people say, praise the Lord, I'm doing well. Praise the Lord, my kids are well. Praise the Lord, my business is doing well. Praise the Lord. And actually, we don't really mean it, do we? Or we say, thank God I'm not dying. Or even those you know, I listen to the radio sometimes, and this particular radio station, everyone I think that it works there, they don't believe in God or they hate God or something like that, and they make fun of God. And then when they're giving news or saying something, they would say, "Thank God we live in Quebec." What do you mean, thank God? You don't believe in a God. You don't believe in God. Well, that's how it is. When things are okay, thank God. And the other extreme is when you are about to crash, you say, "Oh my God," and you call God. So God is just a word to them. It is easy to thank God when the family stays together, but then the family falls apart. What happens? It's easy to say, "Thank God I have my children, my grandchildren, my wife, my husband, my parents together." And but what if one of them dies, one of them gets sick, or your husband or wife leaves you, or something terrible happens, and you see your world crashing around you, what do you do? Well, some people would go and kill themselves, others would start doing drugs, others would start drinking, some others would, I don't know, get a depression, and others will try to cope the best they can. But here we have hope saying, all that I've lost came from God anyways. And he stayed faithful to God. But Job was able to bless God when his castles tumbled and his world collapsed around him. He continued blessing God even when his health suffered. Job did not understand, but spoke by faith. And here you have the devil, who is our enemy. You say, "Well, don't blame the devil for everything." Actually, we should blame the devil for everything, and yet we have become instruments in the hands of the devil very often, so often by obeying his demands, by giving in to his temptations, by doing all kinds of things that would please him rather than God. And here you have the devil that wanted to destroy Job. Appears before God and says, "Oh yeah, okay, fine. You touched everything he had, but he's still well." And he probably hopes he will rebuild and he'll be okay. And he believes, and I'm making up this now because I didn't hear the conversation. So, and the devil is sort of saying things to upset God and bring a terrible disaster on Job, if you wish. And God allows him to touch his body, but don't kill him, God said. He lost everything he had, but he said, "Blessed be the name of the Lord." God had been faithful in the past. Why should he doubt the goodness of God now? His castles may have tumbled, but God stands. And the rest of the book is like poetry. And the rest of the book is full of things that you will be actually interested in reading when you go home. You have these friends that came and for 7 days sat there like dumb people and said nothing. And you probably have those friends, and you probably have met people who, when you are going through a difficult period of time, they will just stare at you. And you don't know what they're thinking. And you don't know what they're saying in their heart. And they haven't even tried to help you. And so these people were there. And then eventually they started lecturing him. And then all kinds of things. I mean, he didn't need friends like them. And yet they were there. And then you have the blow that was almost about to kill him. His wife comes and says, "Oh yeah, you believe in God." "Yeah, I believed in God too. But right now, I don't believe in God. Curse God and leave." And you know what? Job had pity on his wife, I'm sure. Because he wasn't going to curse God no matter what. He believed in God. He trusted in God. God had blessed him. God had brought him this far. He probably was going through such an agony that no one would blame him if he would complain, and yet did not. God had been faithful in the past. Why should he doubt the goodness of God now? God's love is unchanging. Have things gone badly for you? You probably right now are saying, how did he know that I'm going through a difficult period of time? How does he know that some of my castles at least are tumbling? How does he know that my heart is aching? It's because every one of us goes through these things. If there is someone here that says, would be able to say, I've never been hurt, I've never been let down, I've never seen some of my dreams fall apart, you would be a blessed person. And yet, I know that even the best of us has gone through a difficult period of time. Do you feel as if some of your castles have tumbled? God loves you in spite of your circumstances. The cross proves God's unchanging love. If for any reason you doubt God's love, look at the cross. Christ died there for us because of his love for us. God loves you as you are and wants to help you. Bring your broken dreams and sins to him this morning. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for being such a loving and compassionate God. And Lord, you are so patient with us. You created us, you brought us this far, and yet people turn their backs and reject you. And yet, to those who have invited you in their lives, to those, Lord Jesus, who have made you their Lord and Savior, to them, you brought only blessings and joy and eternal life. Father, be with us this morning. Mend our broken lives, strengthen us, and help us to deal with the future and for the things that are going today in our lives. In your blessed name I pray, Amen.